The theme of Daf Chaf in Megillah is about days and nights, mitzvahs during the day and the night, and there's a Tosus on the bottom, Daf Chaf and Beis, touches upon Sfiras HaOmer, the nighttime versus the daytime. So I'm going to take a little bit of poetic license. I'm going to talk about Sfiras HaOmer in general as a mitzvah saseisha, as man grama, and discuss a fascinating Ramban that has caused a lot of ink to be spilled regarding it. It would appear that Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of Omer, is the perfect example of a mitzvah saseisha, as man grama. What more could be a time-bound mitzvah than a mitzvah that counts time? That is the definition of a time-bound mitzvah. And the halacha, as stated by the Rambam in Hilchos Pinim Musaf in Perek Zayin, is that women are peturos from Sfiras HaOmer. Women are exempt from Sfiras HaOmer because it is a time-bound mitzvah. And that would seem to make sense. And this is repeated by the Birkei Yosef and the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Shinvav, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer in Sifkatz and Gimel. And almost all later poskim state unequivocally that counting Sfira is a time-bound mitzvah. However, there is a very, very strange comment of the Ramban. The Ramban in Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled gives a long list of mitzvahs that he thinks are time-bound mitzvahs and mitzvahs that he thinks are non-time-bound mitzvahs. And amongst the lists of mitzvahs asei she'en hazman grama, nine time-bound mitzvahs are Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of Sfira. No explanation. It's just what he says, and he moves on. And this is repeated by the Maharam Chalava. The Maharam Chalava is of the two generations after the Ramban. He quotes his father having seen the Ramban's manuscript where the Ramban said Sfiras HaOmer is not time-bound. The Pri Chodesh as well. And it's very confusing because Sfira is only counted between Pesach and Shavuos. You know, we try to count Sfira at night, but you could technically do it during the day. It seems to be all about being bound to time. So we want to approach four different mahalchim to explain this Ramban that we find amongst the Achronim. The first is the Avnezer, the Sakut Shavar Rav. He writes in Orachaim and Simin Shin Pei Dalet, and he notes that the Ramban is very strange, and he suggests that the Zman of the 16th of Nisan is not the cause, is not the goreim, is not the catalyst for Sfiras HaOmer. Rather, it is the fact that we are told to begin counting Mimacharas HaShabbos. That's why we count. We count Sfira not because it's the 16th, but rather because it is an extension of Pesach, the first day of Yontif. And because women are chayavos, are mandated in all of the mitzvahs of the first day of Pesach, right? The Gemara brings a drasha in Pesachim that whoever is chayav in chametz is chayav in matz and all and hagadz and all those other things as well. So since, says the Avnezer, that really Sfiras HaOmer is really an extension of the first day of Pesach, and women are chayavos in all mitzvahs of the first day of Pesach, therefore, he says that women are chayavos in the mitzvah of Sfira. Because it's really just more of the first day of Pesach. Now, there are two questions on the Nezer. The first question is that he's essentially saying that Sfira is not, is man grama. It is time-bound, but the drasha in the Gemara Pesachim, who's ever chayiv in chametz, chayiv in matzah, overrides that. That's not what the Ramban said. The Ramban said that Sfira is not time-bound. It has nothing to do with time. The Avnezer is saying is that it is time-bound, but we don't care. So he's not really addressing the Ramban. The other issue is that it only fits the Rishonim who say that Sfira is one long mitzvah going from Pesach to Shavuos. It's one complete mitzvah. That's the famous Sheet of the Bahag. Apparently the Sheet of the Bahag, that it's one long mitzvah. But what about all the other Rishonim who say that each night of Sfira is its own mitzvah? Well then, what does the 16th of Nisan have to do with the second night of Sfira and the third night of Sfira? They're all independent. So the Avnezer is certainly creative, but it has a number of difficulties of how this really explains the Ramban. The second approach, and this is by far the most popular approach amongst the Achronim, and this has the most lumdus attached to it, is I think first brought by the Divrei Yecheskel in Simon Memhei. And he says that because the Torah doesn't give a date for Sfira, it is not considered Zman Grama. It's not something that causes or is caused by the time. When the Torah says that something must occur at a certain point in time, that doesn't mean it's Zman Grama. Rather, that is Atzmuso of the mitzvah, he says. That is the mitzvah. And when the mitzvah is the very Zman itself, that's not Zman Grama. Do you understand? Zman Grama means that something's going to happen on the 14th or 15th of Adar, and you're going to do it because it's that time. Svira, says the Divrei Yecheskel, is time. The very essence of the mitzvah is the time. It's not that time is causing another mitzvah. The mitzvah is the self, is itself the calculation of the time. And therefore he says it's not Zman Grama. That's something else. Zman Grama means that the date occurs, there's a date on the calendar, and because it's a date on that calendar, therefore you're going to do this. That's not what's happening. Sfiras Omer is the mitzvah itself to keep track of the time. And this is supported by Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman in the Kuntrei Sushirim in Shar Yates says, he says, this is why we don't say Shechiyanu on Sfira, because it's not depends on a date. Shechiyanu means Shechiyanu v'kiman v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. But we're not counting a mitzvah because of the time. It simply is the time itself. A similar explanation is brought by the Chassan Sofer and Rosi Pesach Frank the Mikrei Kodesh on Pesach and Chelek Beis, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Libus in the Beis Avi and Chelek Kesem and Chaf, Rav Yecheskel Abramsi and the Chazon Yecheskel on Kedushin Perak Aleph, Rav Nassim Gestetner and the Horus Nasser and Chelek Aleph as well, and Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg in the Sridi Eish in Chelek Beis, even Kufta Zion holds of the Ramban Lahalacha because of this Lamdus. It's the only Achron who paskins like the Ramban. The Sridi Eish paskins that women are chayavos in Sfiras Omer because of this Ramban, and this Lamdus in the Ramban. That is a wild chiddush in the Achronim, to say that we paskin like this Ramban against everybody else. What are extensions of this? So the Yeruchim Fishel Perlau in the Sefer HaMitzvot of Sajagon says that it's the bringing of the Korban HaOmer which creates the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. It's not the Zman. It's an action. When I bring the Korban HaOmer, now you count Sfira. It's an action that causes Sfiras Omer. It's not a time that causes Sfiras Omer. And this is also repeated by Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos. I saw in the Kinyan Torah B'Halach in Chelekei in Simon Mem Dalet that the Korban HaOmer is a matir that allows you to eat chadash. It's like a shchita that allows you to eat the meat. So since it's really a matir, allowing to eat chadash, has nothing to do with a positive time-bound mitzvah. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Chacham HaShlomo in Simen Tov Chavav argues with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that Kiddush Levana is a time-bound mitzvah. Women don't have to say Kiddush Levana. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, no. Kiddush Levana is not a time-bound mitzvah. Why? Because it's not a time that causes Kiddush Levana. It's the reality of seeing the moon. A physical reality is what causes the mitzvah, not a date on the calendar. The same idea as well. And another extension is the Turi Yevan, the Shagas Aryeh, and our daf over here says that this is why Bikurim are also mitzvahs asei, not mitzvahs asei shehazman grama, and therefore women are chayavos as well, because it's the bringing of the Bikurim, not the time of the Bikurim. So this is the popular alumnus that's brought, and this is perhaps what the Ramban and the Rambam are arguing about. Is Sfiras Omer time-bound, or is it simply a reality of time that we're keeping track of, or is it a physical reality that's causing it? The third approach is also a wild piece of lamdas. This is cited in the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak and Orachaim in Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, and also the Torah Journal of Ayalkeit Yosef in Chelek Hay in Shana Yud Hay, in Shana Yud Aleph. So this is based on a Tshuva of Rav Yosef Shal Nathanson in the Sholom Eishiv in Ma'adura Gimel, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Samach Zal. Listen to this. Says the Sholom Eishiv that on Shabbos, women are chayavos in mitzvahs asei shehazman grama. 6 days of the week, women are exempt in time of mitzvahs. On Shabbos, they're chayav. Why? So he gives a hashkafic reason for why women are exempt in time bound mitzvahs. Why are they exempt in time bound mitzvahs? Because women have to be free to take care of the home and other responsibilities, and therefore, because the Torah wants them to be free to take care of those realities, they're exempt from time of mitzvahs. But on Shabbos, where there's an Isra Malacha, and they can't do Malacha, and there's nothing else to take care of so much, and the responsibilities are less, therefore they're chayavos, they must perform time of mitzvahs on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Sholem Eishiv. And where do we see this from as well? So the Torah writes as well in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel that the minhag of women is to refrain from Malacha during Sfira. We know the minhag of many women is not to do Malacha at night by Sfiras Omer. Therefore, they say, because women aren't doing Malacha during Sfiras Omer, therefore it's not time, it's a time by mitzvah, they're not chayv anymore, and therefore it's okay. That's the third explanation. The fourth and most controversial is one that is noted in a number of places, but probably most prominently by Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rav Shechter brings Rabbi Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav in page Kuf Sadi Aleph, who says that the Ramban is a Tos Sofer. It's a mistake. There's a manuscript mistake in the Ramban because it's such a crazy shita that it's not a time-bound mitzvah. Rabbi Soloveitchik said it's got to be a mistake. And this is also the opinion of Rav Chaim Heller in his Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, his edition. He brings in mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph. He says also it's a mistake, which kind of makes a bit sense because Rabbi Soloveitchik was very much a Talmud of Rav Chaim Heller. And they were very close to each other, so it could be that Rabbi Soloveitchik picked it up from Rav Chaim Heller. Although, in Mipinei HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that Rabbi Soloveitchik sometimes did give the following explanation, that maybe since it's a count toward Shavuos, and women have to keep Yontif, therefore they need to be aware of when Shavuos is, and that's why women are Chayavos in Sfiras Omer, because it's really a preparation to keep the Melachos and the Yontif of Shavuos. That's an explanation that he gave. Who else says that it's a Tos Sofer? So the Sefer Minchas Omer says that the Ramban wrote Samach He Zayin, which meant to stand for Sfiras HaZava, that the Zava would count her days, because the Ramban holds like Tosas and Ksuvas, who says there's a mitzvah for a Zava to count her days without a bracha, and the Sofer made a mistake and wrote Samach He Ayin. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the Tos Sofer was suggested by the Divrei Malkiel and Chelek Gimel and Simon Samach Hei, and he thought that it should have said Mem Tuf Ayin for Matanos Aniyim, for gifts to the poor, or they meant to say Samach He Ayin Seder HaAvoda, the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and those are possible explanations. Tzvi Cohen in his Sefer Sfiras Omer in page Lamed has a bit of arichas about this as well. Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav that it is highly improbable that the Ramban is a mistake for two reasons. First of all, we have the right manuscripts of the Ramban, and we know pretty much what he said. In addition, we already saw that the Maharam Chalava quoted from his father, who saw the Ramban, knew the sheet of the Ramban, who said that the Ramban said that it was a non-time-bound mitzvah. So the Tos Sofer approach is certainly interesting, but there's a lot of kashas on it, and this is the lumdus that we come out from the Ramban regarding Sfiras Omer and it being time-bound.